didn't do it.
Really?
Because his holiness didn't damage anyone and doesn't disagree with anyone. Oh, a very good fellow. That's not what it is. When they talk about these saints, you will imagine the passive people. Do not forget Mansur al-Hallaj, which is the most famous of them, who is an old man at the age of 75, after being 15 years in the prison and tortured, being brought out, crucified, and burned, to say that, I didn't say Kamal Haq. So, nobody said that. I don't believe in that. I am Haq. Not I am God. I am Haq. Everybody should be. You see, it goes like that. Because when I was talking about a passionate fellow, full of compassion, suddenly you will imagine a passive fellow. It's not like that. It's not that simple. That's what we are talking about. Therefore, remember, Rumi gave you the water of life. The water of life, right? And he said, I hope every single hair of your body, because in Persian language when you say womb, you mean hair and you mean every bit of your existence will be the ear, right? Even more than that.
Call it the water of life, call it not a discourse. Behold the new spirit in the body of the old letter.
You see how clear his message is. Don't think that this is just a speech I gave to you. This is the water of life. You remember that fountain of life that Khodar founded and Alexander the Great could not? That water that will bring death to life. This is that kind of water. This is the new spirit in the old body of language. This is Rumi telling you directly after living that story of the man and the woman, telling us a story about Moses and Pharaoh, Saleh and the camel, and now two different scenes. Yes.
My friend, hearken to another saying, like the soul, very clear and abstruse.
Yeah, no, saying doesn't make it, because nokte is, how do you say nokte? This is
point.
Point. In a way, point, yes.
What's the point under the B in the Bismillah? Is that the same word here?
No. When I make a point.
Okay.
That's cough. This is cough. Nokta means.
In Arabic, actually, we use the word nokta for a joke. When someone tells a joke, we use it.
Anecdote. Because of the irony. Not because of the irony. Why do you call it that in Arab language? Tell me. Why the joke is nokta? Because it's a little point that if you miss it, you don't understand the joke. Right? The punchline. That punchline is nokta. Is applied to the joke. But nokta, normally in that time that the joke was not the main part of the literature, is when I give you something in a nutshell. When I give it to you all at once, this is nokta. If you miss it, you miss the punchline. If you get it, you will get it. So he said, you know what? Whatever I had to give to you, I did. This is what it is, the water. And there is one another point. I hope you will get the point as well. Listen to the point. Yes. The point that is very clear, obvious, and is very precise is peyda, which is Persian word for visible, and daqiq means exact. And at the same time, it refers to daqiqa, means it's temporary, it's time-wise limited, it's 1 minute, like a 1 minute stuff. Yes.
In a certain place, through divine dispositions, Even this poison and snake is digestible. In one place, poison.
Wait a minute. I missed the point. Now, you will tell me, what was the point? He made a point. What was it? Yes.
Okay. It's through a divine disposition that this happens. It's not yours.
You. What was the use of all this study?
I was only line 49. I mean, this is line 2,500.
It doesn't go by line. Do you remember what he was asking at the beginning? There is one point, and one point only. If there is a great one point to be made, right, this master of the masters will put it word right at the beginning. First paragraph. You will forget that first paragraph. He won't. He was explaining to you that look at this universe. There is this water of knowledge I'm talking about. Half of it is sweet, half of it is bitter. The sweet one could be poisonous. He's talking about rules. He said, listen, don't forget, there are times that poison is good. Means don't make this black and white. Because he made a point and you made it black and white. You went for that, yeah, I got it. That was childish to like the sweet one. Sweet one is bad. Said, no! That's what I was avoiding. Tendency of simplification is the work of brain. This machine, no matter what it is, in all animals, is working according to rules, right? Finding the rules. How? There are no rules here. There is only one rule. Quantum rule. Nobody will understand it. All the other rules are oversimplified. You will simplify the existence because you forget about all the different faces of this complicated stuff. You bring only to one dimension. From one point of view, then you make a rule. Right? That's what it is. And you should learn to avoid that. So he said, okay, whatever looks good to you, it could be bad. Not now, a little bit later. Maybe later, maybe very later, maybe at the resurrection day. Okay? Did you hear that? Well, it's not that simple. Because sometimes that poison is good. So even there, do not jump to the conclusion that I know. That's the point. Because logic is leading towards conclusion. Life is not. Life is not leading towards conclusion. Life is not leading towards that. Is avoiding the death. Because the end of life is, conclusion of life is what? The fellow passed away. Finished. That's the conclusion. We're not talking about conclusion. We're talking about the process of life. This mixture, which is a little bit complicated, and you could mix it up and mess it up with what? Tendency of making it simple. Why? First of all, because you're in rush. You're in rush to what? When somebody is going from home to work and that fellow is in rush, you understand. if somebody is